Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're unpacking some pivotal stories and trends shaping the Linux ecosystem and wider tech industry, from kernel security and platform innovation to economic pressure points and workforce dynamics. Let's begin with one of the most pressing issues in open source software: security. And particularly, the continuous challenge of promptly patching vulnerabilities in mission-critical systems. Recently, Cisco's bespoke kernel environment showcased just how complex it can be to deliver timely security patches when operating at scale, with customizations that deviate from mainline Linux releases. At the Linux Storage, File System, Memory Management and BPF Summit, prominent kernel hackers highlighted that major advances are needed in the area of kernel hooks to facilitate more seamless patching. John Fasterben's input was especially notable, outlining how BPF is becoming central to boosting exploit protection. For those not familiar, BPF or Berkeley Packet Filter allows dynamic code execution in the kernel, letting developers deploy updates or add monitoring capabilities with greater agility. As more critical infrastructure leans on Linux, having nimble means to intercept threats can dramatically improve response times and reduce the window of exposure to emerging vulnerabilities. This focus on rapid response is echoed throughout the community, as we saw with Debian's latest efforts. The release of its final standard update for Debian 12, also known by its codename Bookworm, highlights their ongoing commitment to security and stability. Debian 12 support extends all the way to 2028, but users are encouraged to start planning their upgrade path towards Debian 13 Trixie, which builds upon Debian's security legacy with a slew of critical fixes and updates. What's striking about these developments isn't just the technical accomplishment, but the underlying philosophy. Keeping users safe can't stop at feature upgrades. It's a sustained process that depends on robust update pipelines, rigorous auditing, and long-term support. Beyond Linux, the FreeBSD Foundation is also advancing user choice and platform capability, with developer Alfonso Siciliano spearheading the integration of a KDE-based desktop directly into the FreeBSD installer. This might seem like a modest step, but it dramatically lowers the barrier for users interested in desktop BSD environments, enriching diversity beyond the dominant Linux distributions. Security remains at the core for all, and recent batch updates from distros like Fedora and Oracle reinforce a shared goal: protect users from rapidly evolving threat vectors while preserving system reliability. The open source world thrives thanks to these continuous community efforts, but there's also an increasing appetite for tools and languages designed to help developers write safer code from the outset. That brings us to the spotlight on Rust. At the Open Source Summit India 2026, Linus Torvalds himself addressed the current and future role of Rust in the Linux kernel, offering a characteristically candid perspective. Torvalds acknowledged that Rust brings real advantages in type safety and can eliminate many common memory bugs that have plagued C projects for decades. Yet he was quick to remind everyone that there is no magic bullet. Logical errors and subtle security flaws can still slip through. In other words, even advanced programming languages must be paired with smart design, review, and constant vigilance if we hope to outpace evolving exploits and maintain trust in open source. Another headline-grabbing trend is the emergence of the Cosmic Desktop environment, which is making waves for its innovative take on window management and user workflows, and ushering in a new era of productivity for power users. Cosmic sets itself apart with its on-demand window tiling. Users can stack multiple apps into a single window, arrange them intuitively, or effortlessly toggle between highly dynamic workspaces, all in one fluid interface. This kind of smart built-in management is a leap from more traditional desktops like KDE and GNOME, which often require extensions or extra configuration to reach a similar level of streamlined efficiency. With Cosmic gaining traction among open source enthusiasts and experienced professionals alike, it's clear we're seeing a trend towards simpler, more integrated user interface experiences that let people focus on their work rather than on their tools. This evolution in desktop environments is vital, not just for technical users, but for everyone who depends on reliable, easy-to-use software in their day-to-day life. Switching gears, let's look up, quite literally, with some remarkable developments in the space industry that tie back to the open innovation ethos underpinning much of technology today. Japan has successfully conducted a test flight of a reusable rocket, signaling its intent to drive down launch costs and stake a claim in the increasingly crowded field of commercial space operations. This follows on the heels of similar pushes from China and others, highlighting a broader global pivot toward making space exploration affordable, practical, and competitive, just as we've witnessed in cloud infrastructure and software. In fact, innovations in cloud tech and virtualization are serving as the digital bedrock for these new frontiers. The rise of Cloud Hypervisor, for example, speaks to how modern open source projects are tackling security, efficiency, and resource isolation in one package. The need for robust, secure clouds is growing rapidly, driven by sensibilities learned from years of experience with kernels and operating systems. Once again, lessons learned on the ground fuel progress in the skies. Circling back to Earth and peering into the engine room of today's economies, it's impossible to ignore the tectonic shifts wrought by labor shortages and evolving workforce demands, especially in the United States. Reports indicate a sustained skills gap. Many university graduates simply don't match the competencies most in demand by employers, compounding sector growth challenges and prompting fresh calls for meaningful reforms in education and ongoing job training. The friction between what students are taught and what the market needs isn't new. But artificial intelligence, automation, and the relentless pace of change are making it more urgent for all parties, educators, companies, and policymakers, to work together. Meanwhile, California continues to exert overwhelming influence as the leading destination for venture capital, especially for AI startups, which could further concentrate technological and economic might within a single geographic area. This centralization creates knock-on effects. Recruiting and retaining tech talent becomes ever more competitive. And economic sustainability demands that more regions invest in and nurture their own innovation pipelines. If we want resilient economies equipped for the future, a collaborative approach, one that encourages companies and governments to work in tandem with educational institutions, will be critical for building a skilled and adaptable workforce. Another dimension to consider involves how artificial intelligence is reshaping not just high-tech roles, but also frontline positions, challenging assumptions about which jobs are at the greatest risk of disruption. With AI's growing proficiency in language and routine tasks, positions in customer service, administration, and even logistics could face greater volatility than classic developer or analyst roles. This expands the impact of AI from the tech sector out into the everyday economy, meaning that regulatory and support structures need to be reevaluated, placing a stronger emphasis on broad-based skills development and adaptive support. By understanding how these trends interact, open source software innovation, kernel security, economic shifts, and technological advancement, we can start to see the bigger picture of what's shaping tomorrow's digital society. The projects I've covered so far, from rapid kernel patching and desktop experience upgrades to reusable rockets and scalable cloud infrastructure, are all part of the ongoing journey towards a more resilient, secure, and inclusive tech future. The lesson is clear. Proactive, sustained collaboration among developers, communities, educators, and leaders gives us the best chance of building digital systems and societies that can weather whatever comes next, whether it's a new security challenge or a breakthrough in user experience. The Cosmic Desktop's rise shows how user-centric design isn't just a trend, but an essential part of making technology accessible, intuitive, and powerful for everyone who relies on it. Looking ahead, the ability to combine technical innovation with clear-eyed social and economic strategy will separate those who merely react to change from those who actively shape the future. Whether in space, the cloud, or at your desktop, the spirit of open collaboration remains our strongest tool for driving progress and ensuring that technology serves everyone, not just a select few. As we close out, keep an eye on upcoming Linux kernel developments, new desktop releases, and the ongoing evolution of cloud and open source projects. There's much more to come. As always, I'll be tracking the most interesting stories so you don't have to miss out. Thanks for listening.